Good morning. It's Wednesday, May 6th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. Donald Trump says the United States will pause its naval operation, Project Freedom, which was guiding ships through the Strait of Hormuz. The move comes after what he described as great progress toward a potential deal with Iran, with mediation reportedly involving Pakistan. U.S. officials insist the ceasefire still holds, though tensions remain high after recent attacks in the region. Secretary of State Marco Rubio emphasized a preference for diplomacy over escalation. For now, the pause signals a possible opening, but uncertainty continues to hang over one of the world's most vital energy routes. Another news. Entrepreneur-turned-politician Vivek Ramaswamy has won the Republican nomination for governor in Ohio, positioning himself for a high-stakes general election in November. Ramaswamy, a former presidential candidate and ally of Donald Trump, defeated challenger Casey Putsch in the primary. He will now face Democrat Amy Acton, known for leading Ohio's COVID-19 response. Backed by Trump and Vice President J.D. Vance, Ramaswamy ran a campaign focused on economic issues and pandemic-era policies. With Ohio trending Republican in recent years, the race is expected to draw national attention. The contest now shifts to November, where both candidates will test their appeal with a broader electorate. Around the world, at least 22 people have been killed in Russian strikes across Ukraine, including a devastating attack in Zaporizhia. Ukrainian officials say residential areas and infrastructure were hit, with fires and damage reported. President Volodymyr Zelensky has called for an open-ended ceasefire, criticizing Russia's plan for only a temporary pause during World War II commemorations. Meanwhile, Moscow confirmed its own short ceasefire for May 8-9. The violence underscores the fragile state of diplomacy, as both sides continue attacks even while discussing pauses. With casualties rising and trust low, prospects for a lasting ceasefire remain uncertain. Another news. The government of Australia has announced a $7 billion plan to boost fuel reserves and create a permanent national stockpile. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the initiative will increase onshore fuel supply to at least 50 days, up from current levels. The plan includes building a government-owned reserve of around 1 billion liters, aimed at protecting the country from global supply disruptions. Officials say the move is driven by recent instability in global energy markets, particularly linked to Middle East tensions. While some experts question government involvement in the fuel market, authorities argue it's a necessary step toward long-term energy security. Another news. Oil prices edged lower after the U.S. signaled a pause in its Hormuz operation, raising hopes for diplomacy with Iran. Brent crude dropped to around $108 a barrel, reversing earlier gains triggered by regional attacks. Analysts say the pause suggests Washington may be giving negotiations another chance, though uncertainty remains. About 20% of the world's oil flows through the Strait of Hormuz, making stability there critical for global markets. Investment strategist Charu Chenana noted that while the move is encouraging, there's little concrete evidence yet of lasting progress. For now, markets are watching closely, balancing cautious optimism with ongoing geopolitical risk. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.